圣经教导我们有关信仰的事情。
The Bible teaches us about our faith.
圣经也教导我们有关我们的人生、我们的生活。
It also teaches us about our life and our lifestyle.
我们的信仰，我们要有成功的信仰。
We must have a successful faith.
我们也需要有成功的人生。
We also must have a successful life.
做好、做对的做对的事情，行善这个对的事情就会跟着我们。
And if we do good and be charitable, then all the good things will follow us.
有更多的好的事情、对的事情来跟着我们，我们就越容易成功。
And if we have a lot of good things and right things that follows us, then it's very easier for us to be successful.
所以我们要行善，而且是很积极的来行善。
And therefore, we must do good and we must actively do good.
我们要从传道书十一章，我们来看我们如何来积极的行善。
And from Ecclesiastes chapter 11, we'll see how we can actively do good.
请看传道书第十一章。
Turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11.
十一章第一节，当将你的粮食撒在水面，因为日久必能得着。
11. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days.
如果有人把面包丢到水里头我们会说它是浪费。
If we see someone cast their bread into the water, we will say they are being wasteful.
对传道书或者比如说箴言我们常常不能够只是从字面去看它的意思。
And the book of Ecclesiastes as well as the book of Proverbs, sometimes we cannot take it literally.
在什么情况下粮食会在水面上？
So under what condition would we find a bread or food upon the water?
无论是古代或是现在，很多的粮食是靠着船来运送。
And whether it is in the olden days or nowadays, a lot of the food were transported through ships.
所以真的有很多的粮食是在水面上。
So we can say that a lot of food are actually upon the waters.
那我们也知道航海是一件冒险、危险的事情尤其是在古代。
And we know that sailing is a dangerous thing, especially in the olden days.
那下半句话说，但是日久你就一定能够发现，一定能够得着。
And for the latter part of the verse, it say, for you will find it after many days.
要能够有所收获是要有时候是要做一些的冒险。
And in order for us to gain something, sometimes we need to take some risk.
那另外一个意思可以说是很慷慨的，白白的来施舍出去。
And another way to look at this is the meaning of it is that you can give out freely.
比如说我们的福音神的话就是要常常的白白的给出去。
For example, in terms of the gospel and the God's words, we must freely give it out.
水流走了，它就不会再回来。
Because when once the water flow away, it will not return.
那我们不求回报。
So we do not ask for a compensation.
那在行善，而且是不要灰心。
And we will do good, and we will not be discouraged.
那最后一定会有，一定会有收成。
And we shall harvest the result.
水可以流到很远的地方。
And water can flow to a very far away place.
所以也告诉我们。我们要广传福音。
And this also tells us that we must spread the gospel to very far.
最好的善事就是跟人分享福音。
The best good things that we can do is to share the gospel with others.
第二节，你要分给七人或分给八人，因为你不知道将来有什么灾祸临到地上。
First two say, give a serving to seven and also to eight, for you do not know what evil will be on the earth.
不是只有给一个人、两个人，是要给七个人、八个人。
So it tells us here not only that we must give to seven, one or two, but we must give to seven or eight.
我们要成功，有时候我们就只专注于一件事情就可以。
Sometimes in order to be successful, we only focuses on one thing.
但是有时候我们也必须要能够 来同啊啊同时间来做不同的事情。
But sometimes we must do, we must be able to do different things at the same time.
因为你只专注一件事情，那如果不成功呢？
Because once you only focus on one thing, what if that you were not successful?
尤其在今天一个很多变化、很复杂的社会，的确有时候也不能够只是专注于一件事情。
Especially nowadays, when everything is so complex and things are constantly changing, sometimes we cannot just focus on one thing.
所以在我们的生活的层面，我们要多方面的去接触。
So in terms of our life, we must encounter different aspects.
我们多方面的去接触，多方面的去学习。
We must encounter different things and learn from different things.
比如说语言方面，现在就我们都知道，能够讲越多的语言是越好。
For example, for languages nowadays, it's better if you can speak multiple languages.
那这里又讲到说，那为什么不要只分给一个人、两个人，要分给七个人、八个人
？And here it also tells us a reason why we do not only give to one or two, but rather to seven or eight.
我们传福音也是要多方面的，不是只是传给一个人、两个人，要传给七个人、八个人。
And in terms of spreading the gospel, we do not only preach to one or two people, but we must preach to seven or eight.
你要传给七个人、八个人，所以你要更积极。
And because you need to preach to that many people, you must be more proactive.
你要学习更多的事情，所以你要更努力、更积极。
You must study more, and therefore you need to be, more active, and you need to put more effort.
那当然更积极，你就会更辛苦。
And because you have to be more active, therefore it will be harder.
那为什么要这么积极
？So why is it that we need to be proactive?
因为我们不知道将来会怎么样。
For we do not know what will happen in the future.
或许将来就没有机会了。
Maybe we do not have that chance in the future.
那圣经里头也常常讲到，我们要把握着还是白天的时候，黑夜来了就不能够做什么。
The Bible tells us we must seize the day because once nighttime comes, there's nothing else we can do.
第三节，请念。
Verse 3, if the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if a tree falls to the south or the north, in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie.
第三节的上段句话，再一次的强调，日子久了，一定能够有收成。
And in the first part of verse 3, it tells us, it once again emphasizes that once the time progresses, we shall see the result.
有时候我们行善，一下子我们看不到结果。
Sometimes when we do good, we cannot see the result immediately.
有时候我们努力，一下子我们看不到这个成果。
Sometimes we put out the effort, but we could not see the immediate consequence.
但是日子久了，我们一定可以发现它的成果。
But as time progresses, we will surely see the result.
就好像云若满了雨，它就会倾倒在地上。
Just as the clouds, when they are full, they will empty themselves upon the earth.
当这个云还没有满了水，我们只是看到天上有云。
When the clouds are not full, we only see them in the sky.
但是如果满了雨，当它降到地上，我们就看到了这个地得到滋润。
But once they are full and they pour down on the earth, we can see that the earth will nourish.
所以什么叫做积极的行善
？So what does it mean to actively do good?
常常是从很小的事情来开始。
A lot of time is start with a very small thing.
我们生活要成功，也常常是从小的事情开始。
And for us to be successful in our life, a lot of time we must start on the small things too.
或许我们都还记得，我们在学英文的26个字母。
And maybe we still remember to the time when we first learned the 26 alphabets.
现在来看，那是一件很小的事情。
And if we look back at it now, it seems to be a small thing to do.
那今天我们能够我们能够写句子、写文章，其实就是从学习26个字母开始的。
But today we can write sentences or even a paper. And this is all started from learning those 26 alphabets.
今天有很多的人需要这个雨水。
And today, a lot of people need rain.
比如说我们加州需要这个物质的雨水。
For example, in California, we definitely need rain.
那很多人的心需要属灵的雨水。
And a lot of people's heart nowadays need the spiritual rain.
人需要这个圣灵的浇灌。
And people need to be poured down by the Holy Spirit.
人需要神的话语的教导。
And men also need to be taught by God's words.
人更需要神的爱。
And men also moreover, men also need God's love.
那我们不断的在做一些小小的事情，就是在积蓄这个雨水。
If we constantly do little things, then that means that we are gaining the rainwater.
比如说，我们常常为传福音的事情在代祷。
For example, we might pray for the gospel very often.
我们常常为了传福音的事情，我们在自我充实。
And or we trying to learn new things ourselves in terms of the gospel.
我们为了传福音，我们常常在灵修自己。
And because of preaching the gospel, we often spend time in spiritual cultivation.
时候到了，就会像云满了雨，降在地上。
When the time comes, it will be as if the clouds are full of rain. They will pour themselves upon the earth.
在我们周遭那些需要的人，就因为我们而来得福。
And the people around us shall be blessed because of us.
下半句第三节的下半句话说树会向南倒或向北倒。
In the second part of verse 3, it says a tree may fall to the south or to the north.
总有一天呢，这个树它是会倒下去的。
So it tells us that one day this tree will fall.
那它倒向哪一边，它就树就躺在那里。
And in the place where the tree falls, there it shall lie.
这也告诉我们说，我们所做的事情它有一天是会结束的。
And so this tells us that the things that we do, one day it will end.
当结束的那一天，那一切就要做一个决定。
And so, when the day comes, when it ends, then that's where the decision has come to place.
比如说，一个人死了，那就会决定他到底是得救还是不得救。
For example, once a man die, that is where the decision will be made whether he will be saved or not.
那个结束的那一天一定会来到。
And the end of the day of where the end of his life will definitely come.
好像这个树是往南倒或者往北倒。
Just as the tree will fall either to the south or to the north.
我们是进入永远的光明，还是进入永远的黑暗？
Are we going to enter into the eternal light, or are we going to be cast into the eternal darkness?
所以传道书告诉我们，我们要积极的行善。
So the book of Ecclesiastes tells us that we must do good actively.
我们要做好树，结好果子。
We must be a good tree and bear good fruit.
我们要传福音，我们要跟人分享主耶稣的好处。
We must preach the gospel. We must share the goods that the Lord has given us.
那再来讲如何怎么来积极行善。
And next, another thing that we can do to actively do good.
第一节告诉我们要将粮食撒在水面上。
First one tell us to cast our bread upon the waters.
第二节告诉我们要分给七个人、八个人。
Verse 2 tell us to give a serving to 7 and also to 8.
这个都是在告诉我们什么叫做积极的行善。
These verses tells us what it means to be actively do good.
所以11章它一直在反复的告诉我们什么叫做积极行善。
And so in chapter 11, it continuously tells us what it means to actively do good.
请念第四节。
Verse 4, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap.
这里告诉我们不要望这个风看这个云。
And here it tells us not to observe the winds or regards the cloud.
我们知道风云这个不是人在控制的。
We know that man does not control the wind or the clouds.
真的耕种的人他们常常要看这个天气的变化。
And those who are into farming, they must observe the change of the climate.
但是如果讲到行善这里告诉我们说不要看风，不要看云。
But in terms of doing good, here it tells us not to observe the wind or the clouds.
耕种的人如果看气候不好，他要等待一下。
And for farmers, when they see the weather is not good, they must wait for a little while.
比如说他撒了种。
For example, when they saw the seeds.
结果大水来了，把那些种子都冲走了。
But when the flood come, they will flush away all the seeds.
所以他如果知道有大水要来，他要等一下，先不要撒种。
So if they know that big rain is coming, they will wait for a while and they would not sow the seeds right away.
是的，在我们的生活当中，有时候我们要分辨一下，是不是要等一下。
And it is indeed true that sometimes in our life we must discern whether or not we should wait.
但是我们也必须要知道，有很多的事情其实不用等。
But we also need to know that there are some things that should not keep in wait.
比如说信耶稣，不用等说等到我有空再来信耶稣。
For example, in terms of believing in the Lord Jesus, we do not need to wait until we have time to believe.
比如说我们的灵修不是等到我有时间我再来做祷告，再来读圣经。
In terms of our spiritual cultivation.It does not need to wait until we have time in order for us to pray or read the Bible.
那行善呢，我们要把握机会。
And so we must seize the opportunity to do good.
不用太过于去计较。我来看看风，我来看看云。
Should not regard matters too much as if we are observing the wind or regards the cloud.
那传福音的事情也常常是这样子。
And it's also likewise for the things like preaching the gospel.
所以保罗说，不论得时不得时，总要传。
And Paul said, whether in season or out of season, he will preach.
保罗说，因为现在就是悦纳的时候。
Because this is the time that is acceptable.
我们常常会恐怕说，我这样子做是会是错误。
Sometimes we fear that.What we did is a mistake.
是的，我们常常要判断一下，这样对还是不对。
Of course, we need to distinguish whether it is right or wrong.
但是圣经里头我们也可以看到什么是最大的错误。
But from the Bible, we also can see what is the biggest mistake.
很多事情不去做，这个才是最大的错误。
When we do not do certain things that we ought to, this is the biggest mistake.
那为什么我们不做？
Why is it that we did not do it?
因为我们在这个望看风望云
，because we are observing the wind and regarding the clouds.
就好像主耶稣所做的比喻
，just as the parable that Jesus drew.
那个领一千的，他去把一千埋在土里。
The one who received one talent, have buried that one talent into the ground.
这个人他也有考虑说，他要怎么做
？And this person was thinking about what he was to do with this talent.
所以他也是。在望光，在看云。
So we can say he was watching the cloud and regarding the wind.
他最后就什么也没有做，就是把钱放着。
At the end, he do nothing and he just kept the money.
那主耶稣责备他说：“你是一个又懒惰又饿的仆人。”
And so the Lord Jesus rebuked him and say, "You lazy and evil servant."
所以在信仰的道路上面，什么是最大的错误？
So in terms of walking the path of faith, what is the biggest mistake?
常常不做，这个就是最大的错误。
Not doing anything is the biggest mistake.
如果我们做了，但是做的不理想。
If we did it, but yet it's not ideal.
那我们可以从这个，甚至我们可以从错误里头 我们的来得到学习。
We can even learn from our mistakes.
哦，从我们的错误里头，我们可能会有更大的成果。
And from learning from our mistake might even lead us to a bigger or better result.
哦，我们为什么会越来越好？
Why is it that we are getting better?
常常就是因为有去做。
A lot of time is because we did something.
哦，在做的当中，我们在学习。
And we learn while we're doing it.
在做的当中，我们在进步。
And we improve while we're doing it.
在做的当中，我们在检讨。
And we examine ourselves while we're doing it.
哦，所以从错误当中，我们来求进步。
So from our mistakes, we look forward to progressions.
哦，所以第四节告诉我们说，不要望风啊，不要看云。
And so first of all, tell us not to observe the wind or regards the cloud.
啊，很多时候考虑太多就没有行动。
A lot of time when we concern too many things, we fail to take action.
哦，是的，我们要有计划，要有考虑。
It's true that we must have a plan and we must consider.
哦，但是我们的计划，我们的考虑不能够让我们就不行动。
But our thoughts and our plan should not make us fail to take action.
再请念第五节。
Verse 5, as you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything.
人常常有的一个借口就是我们不晓得神的作为是怎样。
Oftentimes, men will use the excuse that we do not know what God's work is.
就好像那个又懒又饿的仆人啊，他实在不晓得这个主人的心到底是怎样。
Just like that lazy and evil servant, he really did not know what the intent of the master is.
因为我们不晓得神的作为啊，所以我们才要积极的去行善。
But just because we do not know.What God's will is, therefore, we must proactively do good.
哦，所以他这里一开始就用了几件事情来说明，是的，神的作为常常不是我们能够了解的。
So here in verse 5, it uses a few analogies to tell us that yes, indeed, we do not know what God's plan is.
哦，神的道路是怎样，我们不一定知道。
We might not know what God's way is.
哦，神的方法我们不一定知道。
And we might not know the method in which God would use.
哦，因为这样子所以我们才要像第二节所说的，要分给七个人、八个人。
And because of so, just like verse 2 said, we must give a serving to 7 and also to 8.
哦，我们要尝试着去做每一件事情。
We must try to do everything.
哦，因为我们不晓得神的作为。
Because we do not know what God's intention is.
哦，当我们承认我们不晓得神的作为，不等于说我们就停在那里什么都不做。
And because just because we do not know what God's intention or what God's plan is, we should not just stop there and refuse to do anything.
就好像保罗他要将福音传到欧洲去。
Just as when Paul was about to preach the gospel to Europe.
哦，其实他在小亚细亚，他在计划着。要往还没有传福音的地方去传。
When he was still in little in Asia Minor, he was thinking to preach to the area where they haven't been.
哦，结果圣灵就阻止他。
But the Holy Spirit stopped him.
哦，他不是就停在那里。
But yet he did not just stop there.
哦，他还是尝试另外的地方。
He still tried to go to another place.
哦，那最后神就给他很清楚的指示。
And at the end, God gave him a clearer instructions.
哦，他看到异象。
He saw a vision.
哦，他看到马其顿人在邀请他。
He saw the Macedonians calling for him.
哦，所以他就进入欧洲。
So he went into Europe.
保罗说，他撒种，亚波罗浇灌。
Paul said that he saw the seeds and Apollo watered it.
哦，那是神叫他成长。
But it was God who made it grow.
哦，下半句话说是神使他成长。
And later part said God is the one who makes things grow.
哦，那虽然是这样子，不等于不用撒种，不用浇灌。
But just because God is the one who makes it grow doesn't mean that we do not need to sow the seed or water the plant.
哦，今天我们灵性的长进也是这样子。
And it is the same way with the growth of our faith.
我们灵性能够长进，这是神的恩典。
And it was God's grace that our faith can grow.
但是靠着神的恩典，不等于我们就不做什么。
But just because we rely on God's grace does not mean we refuse to do anything.
我们靠着神的恩典，我们尝试这样来做，尝试那样来做。
By the grace of God, we try doing this and that.
在做的当中，我们就看到神的带领，神的恩典。
And in doing so, we will see God's guidance and God's grace.
所以我们不晓得神的作为，这不是我们不积极的一个借口。
And so not knowing God's plan or God's way is not an excuse for us not to not being active in doing good.
我们反而是要更积极的也做这个，也做那个。
On the contrary, we must become more active. We must try this and that.
什么叫做积极的行善？
What does it mean to do good actively?
请念第六节。
Verse 6, in the morning, sow your seed, and in the evening, do not withhold your hand, for you do not know which will prosper, either this or that, or whether both alike will be good.
积极的行善就是早晨要撒你的种，晚上也要撒你的种。
So to actively do good means that you sow in the morning as well as in the evening.
就是非常的用心，非常的努力。
That is to say, we must put a lot of efforts and also be diligent.
早晨常常指着人在年轻的时候。
In the morning often refers to when a man is young.
有人现在是年轻的。
And some of you are young now.
现在就要。在年轻的时候要行善。
So while you're young, you must do good.
在年轻的时候就要开始来做神的工，参与神的工作。
And when you're young, you must participate in God's work and do God's work.
我们请看耶利米书第一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 1.
耶利米书第一章第七节。
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7.But the Lord said to me, Do not say I'm a youth, for you shall go to all to whom I sent you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak.
第八节。
Verse 8, Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord.
其实任何的时段我们都可以有借口。
And we can have excuses in any stages of our life.
这个耶利米先知说我是年幼的。
Jeremiah said, I'm still young.
那神对他说，不要说你是年幼的。
But God told him, do not say I'm a youth.
早晨要撒你的种。
Because in the morning you shall sow the seeds.
我们现在是年幼的，我们现在就要来做，我们可以做的事情。
If now we are youth, then we must do things that youth can do.
那事实上圣经里头很多的人物他们也都是在年幼的时候就已经在做神给他们的工作。
And a lot of characters in the Bible, they are already doing God's work when they are still young.
比如撒母耳，他在年幼的时候，神就向他显现。
For example, Samuel, when he was still very young, God appeared to him.
比如大卫，他在年幼的时候，神就已经开始在用他。
For example, David, while he was still young, God already used him.
所以我们早晨要撒我们的种。
So we must sow our seed in the morning.
到了晚上，也要撒我们的种。
And when it's in the evening, we also need to sow the seed.
晚上到了黄昏常常指着人这个年纪老迈。
And the evening or the dusk time, a lot of time referring to an olden age.
我们会常常说年纪大了不能做什么。
We sometimes said that I'm too old, I cannot do anything.
但是在信仰的道路上面，是人会年纪大但是呢，还是要积极的行善。
But in terms of faith, yes, you might grow old, but you must still do good.
如果我们现在是所谓的年老，我们还是要撒种。
If we are in the old age now, we still need to sow the seed.
我们看到很多的古圣徒他们是忠心一直到底。
We see a lot of saints in the past, they were faithful to the end.
比如说但以理先知，到了年老的时候，他还在说预言。
For example, Prophet Daniel,He still prophesied even when he's in his old age.
那这也第六节也在提醒我们我们行善的对象。
And verse 6 also reminds us of the object of our preaching.
不论他的年纪，不论他的背景。
And so regardless of their age or their background.
也不论他是男的或是女的。
Whether they're a man or woman.
我们要早晨要撒种，晚上也要撒种。
We must sow the seed in the morning and in the evening.
因为神的作为常常超乎，我们的意料。
Because God's way always surpasses our way.
不要以为说这个太年轻或这个太老。
We should not think this person is too young or too old.
如果是 神所拣选的，他还是会有结果。
If he or she is the chosen one of God, we will still see result.
那有时候神是让我们丰收。
And sometimes God will let us harvest.
只要我们有做，就有收成。
As long as we do it, we will receive harvest.
那神一定会在我们所做的事情上面有所作为，这是一定的。
And God will show His work on the things that we do. This is sure.
那虽然是小小的事情，但是神都纪念。
Even though we may do some little things, but God will always remember.
那神也一定会让他有他所想要的成果。
And God will also let the result shows itself.
因为我们相信，神的能力是没有不受限制的。
Because we believe that God's power is limitless.
好，请念第七节、第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. Truly, the light is sweet, and it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun. But if a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they will be many. All that is coming is vanity.
就好像树。有一天它一定会倒。
Just like the tree will fall someday.
有一天人生也会好像进入黑暗里头。
And so, man's life will one day enter into darkness.
积极的行善一定是在现在，不是在死了以后。
And so, to proactively do good, we must do it in the present, not sometime later.
信耶稣是在活着的时候就要信耶稣。
When we believe in God, we must believe in God while we're still living and not when we're dead.
传福音是在我们活着的时候来传福音。
And so when we preach the gospel, we must preach while we're still living.
这样子我们才能够拥有真正的成果。
Only in that way that we can reap the true result.
那第七节、第八节在提醒我们说，我们要积极的来行善。快乐的来过每一天。
Here, verse 7 and 8 tells us to do good actively and to enjoy life every day.
这个人的眼睛可以见到光，这是一件快乐的事情。
And it says that it is pleasant for the eyes to behold the sun or the light.
就是我们把握我们活着的时候。
That is to tell us that we must seize the opportunity while we're still alive.
我们不但肉体活着，我们的灵命也是要活着的。
Not only that we physically living, but our spiritual life shall be alive as well.
这样才是一件真正快乐的事情。
That is truly a thing to rejoice.
那这里也提醒我们说，我们也当想到那个黑暗的日子。
And here it also reminds us to remember the days of darkness.
我们也要为了人生的那一段黑暗的日子，我们来做准备。
We also need to prepare for the time when we enter into that days of darkness.
就世界上的事情来讲，它不一定每一天都是这么好。
In terms of the things of the world, we will not see every day as a good day.
比如说我们有人就经历过了，这个经济不好 的日子。
For example, some people might live a day with financial difficulties.
所以这个世界也是一样，有时候会有这种整个情形看起来是很负面、很黑暗的时候。
And is this the same thing with the world, that sometimes it will go through a period where the days seem to be dark and suffering?
所以圣经常常提醒我们要做准备，要做预备。
So the Bible often reminds us to be prepared for those days.
我们要为了可能会有苦的日子来到，我们要做一些准备。
We must plan ahead for the days when there's hardship.
所以箴言才会说我们要去学习蚂蚁的聪明。
And the prophet tells us to learn from the ants.
那我们自己也是一样。
And towards ourselves personally is the same thing.
有一天我们可能会进入了所谓的黑暗的日子。
And some days we might live days of darkness.
那这里又说这个黑暗的日子必定会多。
And here it also tells us those days of darkness will be many.
那在那个时候，人会发现说很多的事情都是虚空的。
And at that time, many things that comes, we know it is vanity.
比如说，有人到人生的最后，他是充满着病痛，躺在病床上。
For example, some people at the end of their life, they might be very sick and only be able to lie on their bed.
就肉体上来讲，这是一段黑暗的日子。
So physically speaking, those are their days of darkness.
因为你病痛，你还必须躺在床上。
Because they experience pain and they just need to lie on bed all day.
过去你想吃的好吃的东西，你已经吃不下。
You're not able to eat the delicious food that they used to enjoy before.
你想要去看的美丽的风景，你没有办法去看。
They were not able to go and see the beautiful sceneries.
那好听的音乐，现在你没有办法听。
They were not able to listen to the good music.
因为人在很病痛的时候，一点点的声音都觉得很大的负担。
Because men will be bothered even by the smallest noise.
其实那常常是人生的一小段。
And a lot of time, those are only a small part of a man's life.
在神的怜悯之下，常常那个只是很小的一段。
Under the grace of God, a lot of time those periods are short.
但是这里说，因为那个日子必多。
But here it says because there will be many of those days.
常常那是一种感觉。
And a lot of times it's.Just a matter of feeling.
当我们在不喜欢的时候，我们觉得时间过得很慢。
When we dislike something, then we will feel that time seems to pass more slowly.
过一天好像要过一年。
A day seems like a year.
所以我们真的需要神怜悯我们。
So we really need God to give His grace on us.
我们想到，或许我们会有这样的遭遇。
And we must think that maybe one day we will go through this.
那我们更要把信仰抓得紧。
And we even more need to hold on to our faith.
在那种黑暗的日子里头，我们还是有一个真正活泼的盼望。
In those days of darkness, we still need to have the living hope.
那在那种黑暗的日子里头，真的什么事情都没有意思，都没有意义。
Because in those days of darkness, everything seems meaningless and it's vanity.
但是如果我们有做好准备，
But if we are well prepared,
我们已经准备好了，随时可以见神。
We are prepared to see God anytime.
在肉体上，眼前虽然是没有意义的，是空的。
So physically, even though our future seems to be empty and hopeless,
但是我们知道过了这个阶段。我们是丰富的，我们是充满的。
But we know that once this stage passes, we will be in abundance.
因为我们就要跟我们所爱的主永远的同在。
Because we will be with our beloved God forever.
我们不是像现在肉体这样在黑暗里头。
We will not be in darkness anymore.
我们也不是贫穷的，我们是丰富的。
We will no longer be poor. We shall be in abundance and rich.
所以什么叫做为这个黑暗的日子来做准备
？So what does it mean to remember and to prepare for these days of darkness?
就是这一整段所告诉我们的，要积极的去行善。
And so that is what this whole passage is telling us to do good proactively.
我们要有成功的信仰，我们也要有成功的生活。
We must have a successful faith and we must have a successful life.
我们一起唱诗288首。
Let us all sing hymn 288.